Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me here in the year 2024, and I'm about to be in Sydney and Brisbane. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May, doing my show Dryer Dryer at the respective comedy festivals in those cities. But I'm also, while I'm up there, I figured I had a couple of days to kill, so I'm doing a Who Knew It with Matt Stewart on Monday, the 13th of May at the Chippendale Hotel, and in Brisbane at Good Chat Comedy on the 14th of May. And you can get tickets for all of that. Now, go to mattstewartcomedy.com for the links. mattstewartcomedy.com. Now, on with the show.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Well, come on. Please don't vape at me. Oh. I hate this. It's like I'm at a Magic the Gathering convention.
Please continue. Sorry.
Sorry, man.
Do it. Start from the beginning.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates in popular culture from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. I'm joined, as always, by the official second banana of the show. He's also the host of The Jaming Show with James. It's Evan Munro Smith.
Hi. Jaming isn't even a word. At least gaming is a word.
Sorry, I don't understand the question.
It's making up words now.
This week on the show, joining us back in the Monkey House from the Grub podcast, as well as Little Scamps web series, it's Ben Russell.
My name is Ben Russell. It is a beauty and a privilege to be here. I'm also a regular co-panelist of Jamie.
Oh, he is, yeah. Mm, You're one of the Jameses.
Yeah, I'm one of the three Jameses that he has on the show. And we talk about what's life beyond James. Mm. Yeah.
Also joining us in the Monkey House, back for the second time, it's comedian and host of the Bachelor Unpacked TV show. Is that right? Bree Williams.
Hello. It's a beauty and a privilege to be here. Oh, I have yet to appear on the James show.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Are you a Jamer?
I'm a Jamer. I'm a Jamer. I play a game on my mobile phone called Dragon City. Ooh. And it's like Sims but for dragons. It's extremely
so
lame.
Bad.
And I'm pretty sure it's made for school children. But I play it.
Great. So
we should have you on.
Yeah.
Well Thank done.
You. If you didn't have me on, I could only assume it was an act of misogyny.
By now, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely misogyny.
Yeah, sorry, misogamy.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, Bray, do you know this? Evan's favourite primate is the human, in particular, Andy from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Do you, or Ben, do you have a suggestion of a superior primate to the human?
Yeah, okay. What is more human than a human? And that is the people that were before the humans.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay, I'm talking Australopithecus.
Ooh,
I'm talking Neanderthal.
Right.
Okay, I'm talking about Homo erectus.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think that a Homo erectus is the funniest of all the names.
Yeah. So that's the one you're putting forward?
Yeah, that's the one. I mean,
Before Homo sapien? Is that where we are now?
I think it is. Well, there's still a gap that they haven't been able to.
Oh, the missing link.
Yeah. But it's not.
It's
quite.
Pre-link.
Yeah.
It's pre-link.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, for tool users, they fucked. Mm. I think the Neanderthal.
They all had to fuck. That's how they
had inter-race fucking, interracial.
Oh, right.
Which is fucking hot.
They got it done.
With Neanderthals.
Mm.
So they existed at the same time.
Mm. Yeah.
How does that happen?
What do you mean,
Bree? You're some sort of an expert in this field.
Yes.
How do you have two kinds of humans at once that aren't really humans?
Well, they're not humans. That's a big...
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
If I am to be considered an expert, which I will take, I do not want any nerds out there to at me with any corrections.
I really want them to at you.
Please. Do not at, never at me.
It's really complicated. Nerds. It's really complicated, this shit.
Yeah, but at I can say.
If they were to at you, what is your handle?
It's WilsyB.
At WilsyB. If you want to at WilsyB.
Don't though.
If you don't do it, nerds, I will be furious. Right. And I, when I do go on Jameson's show.
Do go on.
I will.
What? That's another show.
For the hardcore primate lovers out there who listen to this, a high percentage of their listenership, they will be furious and confused right now. Furiously confused.
Ben, so what have you done?
So you don't have much, you know, kick on from Do Go On?
Oh, there'd be some crossover.
There'd 100%. Yeah. Or what you've done then, Ben, is a version of mixing Homo erectus and Neanderthal.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done it.
No. What are you talking about, shouldn't have done it? That's what happened. That's beautiful.
They just wanted to fuck.
We fucked them out of existence.
They're literally named after an erection.
How do you fuck something out of existence?
That's what the Homo erectus did. They fucked the Neanderthals out of existence.
Out of it.
How does? Oh, you mean they just bred them out?
Basically, yeah.
They got rid of them.
Whoa. But so most they bred of them us, in a way.
Yeah, in a way, because, excuse me, a large percentage of humans do have Neanderthal in their in their lineage.
Do you think Andy from Toy Story would?
No, but just looking at Evan.
No, but that's not really kind of what you and your people do, is it, Ben?
Yeah.
As an improviser.
No. But just looking at Evan, I think he does have some Neanderthal qualities.
In my brow?
Yeah, you've got a Neanderthal-esque brow.
I never knew it was Neanderthal. Brow. I always thought it was Neanderthal.
It looks like it should be Neanderthal, but it's not. It's Neanderthal.
That's
but I also
me
think
away.
That's a little bit like... It's like a weird, archaic thing. You know how like people sometimes like an horrible event instead of a horrible event? Yeah. I think it's in that family of things to say.
Sound.
Yeah, I reckon. I don't know.
It's actually pronounced fu.
Yeah, well, I mean, English is a fluid language, so you can just stop
it's liquid.
That right
it's
now,
basically
can,
wet.
God. Yeah. If oh, I, put, that... I can put fucking English language in a cup and I can drink that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a hot day.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Give me a cup of the language.
Give me a cup of fucking... The English lexicon.
Delicious. Okay.
Evan. I'm going to say if it's what I don't understand why a less evolved version of a human would be better than a human.
What was your first?
What's better than coming, you know, what's better than the fucking original Star Wars? The prequels. They're better than that.
But what's even better? The new ones.
Yeah. No way.
Well,
the new ones have a strong female protagonist, and that just irks me all the wrong way.
Oh, God. Here we go. This is exactly like all the nerds that at me do not.
How can you have bums that fall in space? Okay, it's actually wrong.
Fair point.
Okay, so
another fair point is that the lightsaber is against the laws of all physics.
Wait,
so
physics were different back then.
Suck me off.
Wait, hold on. Is the Star Wars, even though it's set in space, is it in the past?
It's a galaxy
technically,
far,
yeah, far away,
long
time ago.
Okay. Yeah. So you are telling me that prior to the 1980s, the people that lived on Alderaan had already discovered sand huts and lightsabers?
Yeah.
Also, if they can
it's
make...
It's a different fucking galaxy,
okay,
dude.
Okay, no, but I'm just meaning if they can make a lightsaber, why can't they live in a better house?
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, they got to get their priorities straight.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? It's weapons first with these kids back then. And, you know, if they stopped spending all their money on these midichlorians...
But this isn't Star
Wars,
mates.
Maybe they'd be able to buy themselves.
This isn't Star Wars.
No, it isn't.
And if
it's
it was,
primates.
I would refuse
are
to come
are the Ewoks primates?
Ewoks.
Ewoks.
Well, I'm actually pretty Ewok.
Pretty Ewok.
I actually find that... I reckon they're more mammals.
I think an Ewok is a mammal for sure.
Yeah, I reckon
sure.
It's a fucking
right.
mammal.
Yeah, I think
and
it's...
And mammals
but
and
so
primates
is a,
are different.
No.
No. A primate's a mammal, but it's
but
just,
I reckon it's more in the bear family.
I was actually going to say more like where the honey badger sits.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I'll
like,
take it.
Yeah. Like
the
a
bachelor?
Little...
Yeah, the bachelor.
He doesn't sit there anymore. He knows what he did.
Okay, for people who don't understand, there was a literal honey badger was our bachelor one season in Australia.
You are right. All
and
the
he didn't
rumors
find a mate.
Nah, he didn't find a mate. He's a solitary creature.
Amazing.
He didn't get fucked out of existence.
No. Didn't get fucked into existence.
No.
I would love, personally, if I'm going to go anyway.
Ben, you just put the aircon back on after turning it off.
I would love to be fucked out of existence. Yeah. If I'm going to go, I reckon to get
fucked.
That's
the way to go.
Fucked until you cease to exist.
Fucked till dust.
Yeah. Not even dust. You're just every atom of you is just never, it never was and it never will be.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. So not just till you were shooting gravel, so to speak, but until you weren't even gravel anymore.
Yeah, since there was nothing left.
Does any of this convince you, Evan, that there are better humans than primates? I mean, we are humans having this discussion.
Yeah.
Ever chatted?
What's the question?
Well, do you still think humans are the best?
You ever seen the Croods?
No.
Yeah, well, fucking check that out.
Yeah.
That's Ryan another Reynolds, movie to check out.
Ryan Reynolds voices a Neanderthal boy. Yeah.
Nick Cage.
Right. Tall boy.
Okay.
Nick Cage is a crude.
Bree, do you have any suggestions? Evan seemed unswayed by the Neanderthal.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about, it's not a specific one. Am I allowed to do this?
Yeah,
you're allowed to do whatever
you
want.
You're allowed to explore the space in any way
There
you
is
choose.
A gibbon called a Siamang. Siamang gibbon. They're found in Southeast Asia. Yeah, have you spoken about them on this pod before?
They've come up, and I don't think they've ever been pronounced properly. Siamang.
Siamang.
Sick name.
How would you incorrectly pronounce it?
Oh, they look so good with that hair. Yeah,
they look like you.
They're so great.
Look like you're going to fucking talk to you about lenses.
They are. First of all, they love a lens.
Yeah. The DSLR is actually I've got a Canon D15. It's actually far superior than the Canon D10.
Oh, whoa. You better tell us about this part of them.
Yeah.
The throat thing.
They got a frog throat.
Yeah, it's so cool. When you listen to them, they make a sound like they have a call that is unique to each gibbon. And it might sound sort of similar to other gibbons, but for them, they're like so unique. Yeah.
This does feel like, this feels familiar. You didn't bring this up last time, did you?
No.
Okay, great.
We did talk about
gibbons. We've definitely talked about
it. And I did do my gibbon impression.
Oh, do
it. I think you did. I remember it. I love your impressions. Oh, yeah.
Is that good? Uh-oh, fire alarm.
It's just mesmerizing.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, that's my impression of a gibbon.
Wow, that was
that's
fantastic.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Well done.
Generic gibbon. A lot of gibbons will be listening to this going, that's actually fucking gibbonist. You're actually just painting us with the same brush.
That's and funny.
I'm
going
to get cancelled in the gibbon circles, which is going to hurt me a lot.
Oh, no.
Because they're big podcast listeners.
That's,
they are.
Massive kick on. Love the grub. They love grubs.
They do love grubs.
They love fruit and grubs.
Today we're talking about the film.
Yeah.
Follow-up film to the original Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
When you say the original.
Well, the rebooted original. Second reboot original.
Yes.
So the Planet of the Apes, that was a French book that got turned into a movie and then a bunch of other movies.
Oh, the Planet of the Apes.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
What do they think they're doing up there?
I don't know.
They're not gods.
They think that they are so cultured and yet they fuck this up so royally.
Every time.
Yeah.
They name an animal.
I mean, I don't need to tell you, Matthew.
No.
That both a monkey and an ape are two completely different things.
Nearly, yeah, what's the thing? Nearly all of monkeys have tails and nearly all of apes don't?
All apes don't have tails.
All apes don't, but there's one monkey that doesn't have a tail.
It's got a little nubby thing, I guess.
A nub. Nubs. The snubs.
Still got a prehensile.
Snubbed ass monkey.
Well, no, so there's two types. There's old world monkeys and new world monkeys. Okay, mate.
Here we go.
Okay. You just told us about Neanderthals for like 5 minutes.
No, that's cool. I appreciate it. And everyone else listening does.
Okay. Again, don't at me. So old world monkeys don't have prehensile tails and new world monkeys do. So they're the ones that can use it like a hand.
Yeah.
Whereas old world monkeys can't. And they're usually found in Asia and Africa.
Mm.
And new world monkeys are usually found in South America. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
Stick
that in your pipe.
Matt?
Smoke it on up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's make sure you're two.
You cut me out on that.
Make sure you're 2 to 3 meters away from the entrance when you do.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'll get in big trouble.
And if they're serving food,
yeah,
you cannot smoke there.
Don't even fucking think about it.
Don't even think
about it. I would literally kill you.
So anyway, this this movie is called Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
which follows on from Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which is kind of confusing. It feels like they should be named the opposite of that, right?
Yeah.
It was
Rise. Like the Dawn then, becomes the Rise.
Well, no, because it's first the Rise of the Apes. Now it's the dawn of their civilization.
Oh. Oh, so they're correct.
Yeah.
It is I who's and the fool.
And then the war is the war.
I contest this. I think that is a French philosophy way of naming things. I'm not okay with that order.
You're being very French right now,
Ben. Well, I have to say.
I guess we're all just sages, aren't we?
No, come on.
Be more specific.
I haven't seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
You haven't seen, it's very John good. Lithgow. John Lithgow. So,
yeah, I know. I was disappointed totally that he wasn't film. In this one. Yeah, so I came into this one totally fresh. I haven't seen any Planet of the Apes films, actually.
Right.
So there was, I feel like right at the start there was a bit of assumed knowledge, but they did kind of explain what had happened.
And the whole cast was new. It was I think it stands alone pretty well.
Yeah.
There's no carry-on actors.
At the start, I was like, this
except
is...
Except for Caesar.
Oh, sorry.
Except for the apes.
Human actors.
No. Wow. But that's the same for the sequel as well. They're not.
Yeah, they die. Well, no, spoilers. But
spoiler.
Should we say that there are spoilers?
Yeah, there's always spoilers. Okay. I should say that.
Yeah.
This is what Rotten Tomato, their little synopses, brief synopses. Tomatoes.
Just the one.
The idea of one going, I didn't like the Joker.
I didn't like the Joker.
A growing nation of genetically evolved apes led by Caesar is threatened by a band of human survivors of the devastating virus unleashed a decade earlier. They reach a fragile peace, but it proves short-lived as both sides are brought to the brink of war that will determine who will emerge as Earth's dominant species.
So I was confused. So obviously the first thing that confused me about this film was why are there apes that are smart?
Oh, okay.
Walking around. Yeah. Okay.
The first
communicating
movie does,
with each other
does explain all of that.
Yeah, so maybe I missed it. I don't think they did explain. I assumed, based on what was explained later, that their intelligence and abilities or whatever was a result of the virus.
Yeah.
Is that a little bit?
So the virus both makes apes smarter and humans deader.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, there's a bit in the first one where he gets those little grenade cans that make them smarter.
Yes.
And he throws that in. So they have double smarts.
Yeah,
so
they've especially got some of those in there. Caesar and the ones who were in those cages.
Yeah. So he's got the smarts of the genes.
Yeah.
And then he's got the smarts of the gas.
It's established that it is genetically passed down from his mum, which is the chimpanzee that James Franco is working with.
Right, okay.
And then she...
Caesar is the chimpanzee that James Franco is working with.
I don't think that's right.
That is definitely right.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, because he works with Bright Eyes, the ape, the chimpanzee.
Yes.
Then she dies, but then he notices something moving in her little box that she's been living in,
yes,
and it's a baby.
Yes.
And then he notices that he has Bright Eyes as well. So he's already been injecting her with the thing.
Yeah, okay.
I deserve an apology.
No, I sort of apologize.
James
Franco was with Caesar through the whole first film pretty much.
But prior to that, Bright Eyes...
He also worked with it.
But what it does is it establishes that the thing can be passed genetically to chimpanzees.
Oh, yes, and they realize
that. So it makes more sense that then this new civilization that's been building...
I would like to make a quick public apology to Bree.
Thank you.
This is from both of us.
I'm sorry.
No, come on.
I'm actually sorry that you were offended.
All right, I cannot express this more clearly. You may never, ever at me. Ever. If you at me again, I will kill you.
I'm sorry that some of my views that I've spoken about might have offended you.
You're
the worst type of apology.
The worst time. It's really, but you're very good at it. That's very funny.
Thank you. I've been really waiting for a time when I have to publicly apologize for something, and I'm just.
Have you got your cancellers? Like when you're cancelled?
Yeah, I've got my cancelled insurance where a car just comes pick me up and take me to the farm.
Oh, the farm! There's just a bunch of men wandering around.
Cancellation farms.
Cancellation farms. Just a bunch of men up there in Scarlett Johansson just
talking
wandering
about
around.
Free speech.
Being like Woody Allen could be innocent. You don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So the
great comedy there at Cancellation Farms. It's some of the best comedy ever.
Can you? Just don't. Can I also talk about the subplot of this podcast, which is that Ben has been switching the aircon on and off.
Well, it's blowing right on me.
Okay.
I get the brunt of the cool.
Yeah, there are.
You can adjust it.
And I am wearing summer attire. Yeah. I'm wearing some linen pants.
Yeah.
But it's a bit stuffy in here.
Yeah, it's stuffy in here. But
it's hard to get like the balance of
a light clog. All right.
I haven't been looked after as a guest. That's what I'd like to say.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Look, I've raised the temperature a little bit. Uh-huh. It's on the lowest fan setting.
Yeah. I think that's
we'll see how that goes.
Great compromise.
Okay. Good.
Okay, right. Is that enough for you, Ben?
We'll see.
Look, I'd like to say publicly that I apologize if you think you've been poorly treated. And if you think you might be colder than you want to be.
Don't fucking put that. That's fashion. Okay. Don't ever unroll the just man's sleeves.
I want a visual. I'm just going to help our listeners because you're listening rather than seeing. Ben has his sleeves rolled up.
One roll
in a trendy, Mad Men-esque way. He's wearing a maroon polo.
It's like a knitted polo.
Yeah. Linen pants.
He's got glasses, sunglasses. Yeah, and the glasses are great too.
Yeah, he's got glasses on a glasses holder around his neck and his actual glasses on his face.
Yeah, he's double glassing.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, okay?
Back to the film.
Yes.
So it starts off, I didn't read it because I'd seen the last one, but I think didn't they have stuff on the screen, like I think scrolling saying
is this vague sort of news report, sort of a montage that's sort of like a vague thing about the plague, the contagion that spread around the world.
Yeah.
So it's very like soundbitey, and I gleaned from that there was a contagion, you know, some sort of plague that wiped out a lot of humanity,
speaking of monkeys and contagion, or apes, if you will.
Yes.
Have you guys watched 28 Days Later?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not for a long time.
Have you done it for this
podcast? Not for this podcast. No.
Because that is a rage-infected ape.
Yeah, we should do that.
Causes the whole breakdown of society.
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I love Cillian Murphy. He's got angry cheekbones.
That's shot on the Canon XL1S. Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
What lens?
I think the stock...
Really? Yeah. They did it all on stock.
Stock.
Just on the stock.
Danny
lens.
Boyle.
Danny
Boyle directed it.
Oh, right. Okay.
But what I think they used really interestingly in that film was silence.
That's true.
Don't you think they used it in a real dramatic way?
It's been a long time. I don't remember.
There was sound, and then all of a sudden there wasn't.
You doing a poo?
Matt, answer the question. It's valid.
Yeah, look at me in the eyes. You can't.
Well, I can't. But, I mean, why do you think I'm sitting on this toilet?
That's true.
Surely. I didn't notice there'd been a toilet added to the podcast.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
Which makes the implementation of the aircon even more necessary. Yeah. So do not touch it.
I mean, that air conditioning is just cycling around the same air, though.
God bless you.
No, it doesn't. It sucks it all up.
So what I like about the ape thing is...
I know. I worked in air conditioning.
You didn't. I've known you for such a long time. You worked on Rottnest Island. You lived on the island like an abandoned lighthouse keeper.
Yeah.
You went to the Windy City to learn improvisation.
That's it. Those are the two things you've done. Now you're here doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I found a plot thing on Wikipedia.
Wow.
And it's really, like, normally they don't know, they really go into it. So I might just read through this and then we can...
Sure.
Especially in case any listeners haven't watched it or any people on the podcast here today haven't seen it.
Okay, that is a thinly veiled dig at Ben and myself.
Excuse me, I have watched most of it.
I've watched the start of it.
I watched all of it.
I thought when you messaged me, Dawn of Planet of the Apes was the first one with James Franco and Lithgow, which I have watched twice.
Right. It's a good film.
It's a great film.
I was excited to talk about it. Both of us have watched or attempted to watch all of this movie while in transit on an aeroplane.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
We both watched it.
Isn't that interesting? It was big on the plane.
It's too good for the plane.
Yeah. You liked this film?
Oh my God. Okay.
Are you fucking real, dude?
Are you fucking
Evan,
real?
Did you hate this film? Did you not feel taken care of as a guest of the film?
What? Were you not nurtured? Were you not treated like a genius, a poet, and a Fucking good old dude.
Do it. Come on.
Okay. What is it?
Stuck the landing.
Artist. That's it.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Okay.
I think he's caught in a riff and he can't get out.
Yeah.
Throw him
Yeah, look.
That's what happens when you riff between the flags, outside of the flag, sorry. You get caught in a riff and you let that riff you carry you out. Yeah.
Like, don't fight the riff.
Vance Joy. Rifftide.
Get on the rifftide. Get on the rifftide. Get on the rifftide.
I already feel like this is the episode that ends this podcast.
Yes. Really?
No, come on.
I wasn't really entertained by this film.
Whoa.
Why not? I mean, before I get to it later, I don't know. What's to like?
Well, my God. I put this...
I enjoyed it, even though I only watched half of... over half.
The 4-minute movie breakdown I just watched on YouTube of this film was very, very intriguing.
That's probably better.
I'm going to watch it.
I put this in my top 6 films all time.
No.
You're right.
Yeah.
I thought that I loved the third one. I thought the third one was more...
That's my favourite of the three.
Mm. Okay.
I go 2-1-3.
Oh wow!
Yeah, right. But I like 3.
Well, should we let's go through the plot? Anyway.
All right. So 10 years after the global pandemic of a deadly simian flu, the worldwide human population has been drastically reduced, with only about 1 in 500 genetically immune. Countries have declared sort of like an early version of the click.
Yeah. Right.
Countries have declared martial law and fragmented into military settlements. The apes under the chimpanzee Caesar, all bestowed with genetically enhanced intelligence by the virus, have long established a colony in the Muir Woods near San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
A group of humans led by a man named Malcolm enter the apes' territory from San Francisco in search of a hydroelectric dam that would restore power to the city. An encounter by Caesar's son Blue Eyes...
May I just pause?
Sure.
The actor that plays this guy, Malcolm,
yeah.
He had a big run. You remember, he was an Australian actor.
He's an Aussie.
Yeah,
oh, really?
He
was
so
in
familiar.
Everything for a while there.
Really?
It was crazy.
In Australia?
Yeah.
Was he
in
Neighbours?
No, he wasn't. He is Australian though, but he just blew up in Hollywood. La La Land, Tinseltown, Hollyweird.
Don't know him.
I was kind of surprised because the only like name actor that I know in this film other than Andy Serkis is Gary Oldman.
Mm.
So and Gary Oldman isn't even... He's not a mess. He's not the main guy. So Malcolm is kind of the main character.
Gary Oldman's taste in what he chooses to do is so inscrutable. Like, I can't predict what he's going to do next.
You can't screw it.
Yeah.
No, you can't screw it.
Yeah. Can't screw it.
I've tried screwing it.
Yeah, I'd screwed him to death.
Is this screwable?
I do feel like he was wasted in this film.
I thought he played a great character. I really wish I had you to back me up here, Bree.
I'm sorry. You know I would. I love Oldman. He's a scrutable man.
No, he's great.
He was kind of an agitator. He wasn't bad nor good, but he wasn't great, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, I think
he played a good sort of light and shade character.
Man, yeah,
totally. I think he's a wonderful actor. He might be a shit human, though, I've heard.
Oh, really?
No. Is he cancelled?
Not another
one. I don't know
one.
If he's cancelled, but I think he might just be, like, not a nice guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. His character's called
Dreyfus.
And I
only like nice guys.
Yes.
And
as
what
in Julia Lewis.
No, I go Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, really?
The guy that is like, shall I come down? Nah, the guy in Jaws that's like, shall I come here?
That's Robert Frost.
Fucking hell, it's not Robert Frost.
It is. The guy that goes, shall I come down here, chief? He goes in the water and then 5 go out of the water. You ever seen the eyes of a shark, chief? Kind of like those eyes, all black and lively. He's also known for his work in The Guns of Navarone.
Ooh.
No, that guy, Robert Frost, is the guy that wrote 2 Roads Diverged in a Yellow Wood.
No, is it Robert Frost? I think it might be. Can you check? I'm going to check.
Check.
It's something Frost.
What you were saying about Dreyfus?
Well, I might be wrong. That guy's the same.
Robert Shaw. Fuck, I'm an idiot.
Fuck. You
Robert
are
Shaw, the Essendon footballer.
Yes. Yeah,
the Essendon.
Bloody hell.
He blew up. He was in everything for a while.
Why? I missed the link.
Don't
here.
Worry. The link was tenuous at best. I got 4 hours sleep last night.
Great.
I'm a
because you're up watching this film?
No. Fuck no.
Robert Shaw was one of the greatest actors of his generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shark monologue. Went, yep. Sometimes I just Google the shark monologue to watch it out of context. I'm like, I love that shark monologue.
I got to go watch that film. So Jason Clarke is the guy you're talking about. He was born in 1969.
Great.
And
great.
He has nice. Been in things like Blue Heelers.
Oh.
All Saints. Stingers.
Yeah, Stingers.
We're Home and Away.
Oh, yep.
White Collar Blue. Uh-huh. And then he went over to Tinseltown and he's been in stuff like Better Than Sex. Is that, that's probably Australian as well, is it? No, it
I
is.
Know
yeah,
what
that is Australian. All right, let's find the. He was in Public Enemies, which I think there was a gangster film.
Yep.
Lawless. Oh, that was Australian.
He was great in that.
The Great Gatsby, also Australian director. Oh, I'm trying to find a White House Down. Terminator Genesis.
Terrible film.
Really? I haven't seen it.
So bad. No apes whatsoever.
He was in Chappaquiddick. What the hell is that? It's a drama directed by John Curran.
Chappaquiddick.
But he's kind of, I found that he had like a big blast where he's in everything. And now
but he's still, he did three films in 17, two in 18, three in 2019. Yeah. He's already got a couple ready to go next year.
He's not quite a household name. I like him. I think
he's good.
I think he's great.
I wish him all
the best. He was a good leading man.
I certainly don't want to see him, you know, come to any sort of harm.
No,
I don't. I didn't think that there would
be. I hope he remains healthy.
Yeah, I hope he lives on.
Yeah.
So what I thought.
For some time.
Mm.
Sorry, I've got.
So the humans go.
Humans.
The humans. They go to they need to power their city, and
they're running out of fossil fuels.
Yeah, they're running out of fuel.
Bloody typical, isn't it? That's what happens when you get a liberal government.
There's a dam nearby, and so they go into the forest, and that's where they come across the apes. In this confrontation, they're quite surprised when the apes talk.
Mm.
Well, I mean, they say go.
Yeah, so this guy gets surprised by an ape.
Yeah.
The arsehole of the group, Carver.
Yeah.
I hate him. What a fuckhead.
He's no good.
He's so dumb.
Yeah.
He's a very annoying character. I guess he's important to be in there. But he panics and shoots one of the apes, the son of...
Caesar?
Caesar.
Son
of Cobra.
Someone else.
Cobra's childless. He's a bonobo, Cobra, do you know? It's interesting that
they made the distinction.
Yeah, and also he's the villain and the angriest one, and they made him a bonobo.
I think that was to subvert
expectations.
Yeah, great. I was surprised by that.
When you think chimps, you think violent. You think bonobos, you think
bonus.
But they've flipped it.
What a brave film. So brave.
So yeah, Carver shoots one of the... Maybe he's the son of Rocket. I should remember. I watched the last one. But he shot him, didn't kill him. Panicked, and then all the apes came.
Yeah.
The whole colony came down. And Caesar, who's like a real smart ape, he's the son of Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's the one who was brought up hand-reared by John Lithgow and
James Franco. How smart would you be if you were raised by those two?
So smart. And then he sort of made the decision to just go get out of here, but he did that by saying... Go! And then a few of the other ones said, go! And the humans didn't know that they could talk. So they're like, what
Yeah,
the
so that
fuck?
That confused me a bit. So the humans aren't... Is this news that the... Were they not talking in the previous film?
No. One of them, Caesar said, no.
Is that
it? A huge moment.
Yeah. So this whole talking thing is new.
It is relatively new. I mean, they introduced it in the first one.
Yeah.
Right.
But then they're bringing in a little bit more now. That's why they're struggling to. They don't have the...
In the third one, they pretty much get it.
Yeah.
I
mean, Caesar's got it pretty well.
Caesar's got it pretty good,
At the end of the first one, James Franco's like, come home. And he's like, Caesar is... home.
Yeah.
And all Franco does is go, he gets out of there.
Yeah. But they're also doing quite a lot of sign language or nonverbal communication, which they seem to be doing quite effectively between themselves.
Which is handy anyway, because it's a very quiet way in wartime
to communicate. You'd want to be able to communicate.
Yeah.
So they go, get out of here, and the humans run back to Gary Oldman and say, Gary Oldman, they're talking. And Gary Oldman's going, I don't know what you think you saw or heard.
You're crazy.
It's not possible.
Shark come by. You ever seen the eyes of a shark?
Classic Robert Shaw.
Keep going.
So they don't escalate, they leave, and this is back to Wikipedia, prompted by Cobra, a scarred bonobo, and he's scarred because he had a whole life of...
He's both physically and mentally scarred.
Yeah, he hates humans because he spent his whole life having testing done on him.
In a lab.
So he's like a great, he's maybe the best villain of all time, I reckon.
But his skin is beautiful.
So. Yeah, he probably had, you know, was in a cosmetics place.
Yeah.
Because they love doing that shit.
They have to. I'll tell you about it later.
He's got great motivation to be bad.
Yeah.
Or hate humans.
Mm.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
He's scarred outwardly and inwardly.
Caesar brings his army to the humans community as a display of strength. So basically, because Cobra's going, why'd you let him go? They're just going to come back and get us. So the ape army goes down into the town and just spreads fans around the outside of their enclave or whatever, the humans' hideout, and goes, you stay here. This is your home. We're up there. We'll stay up there. Let's not fuck each other up. And that just makes some of the humans nervous and some of the apes nervous as well.
But it's a very mature... I think Caesar was a very reasonable and mature leader. All through this. Yeah.
Mm.
Great leader.
But go, you know, show your strength, but be like, we're not, you know, we don't want to fight. We won't fight unless we have to sort of thing.
Mm.
Just leave us alone.
And the humans are consistently, who are the bad guys, and consistently make bad decisions. They were like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Especially that Carver fuckhead.
Mm. Carver is a fuckhead, yeah. But anyway, so the apes do go back, and then they're like, okay.
They split back up. There's a bit of a conversation, but Malcolm convinces his fellow leader, Dreyfus, to give him time to take a small team to the forest and reconcile with the apes so they can access the dam. He meets with Caesar, who allows them to work on the generator on the condition they surrender their guns. As Malcolm, his girlfriend Ellie, and son Alexander work, they bond with the apes. The fragile bonding is greatly helped when Ellie, a nurse, effectively treats Caesar's wife Cornelia's illness.
Hmm.
But then, we'll probably get to it. But yeah, so what's his name? The main man, Malcolm, and Caesar seem to be forming a pretty strong relationship.
Yeah, they've got an understanding.
There's hope. On.
Yeah, and if it was just up to those two, things would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But underneath both of them are a few morons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got on the one hand, you've got Gary Oldman and the humans. They have like a stockpile of weapons, military weapons, which they are just in case.
Well, it's martial law.
So they're just checking that they need to go make sure that those guns are fine in case the apes come back. Ready to fight. And then you've got over on the ape side, Cobra go and do that scoping out and find out that the humans are doing that they're testing those weapons. They have enough guns to have an all-out war and kill all the apes.
Cobra sneaks into where the war chest is.
Yeah, and Cobra then decides to, with a few of his mates or whatever, they decided to keep that secret from Caesar at this point?
Yeah, they do. He's like, he doesn't really trust Caesar. He thinks Caesar loves humans too much. But that scene where, feel free to, like, because you're a good listener proxy. So for listeners who haven't seen it, feel free to ask.
If it doesn't make sense.
Okay. But so Cobra goes into where the armory is, and he's busted by a couple of humans with machine guns, and he gets out of it by. Well, there's like a real tense standoff. They're staring each other down, and Cobra's got that death stare going. Mm. They've got guns pointed at him, and then he makes this real smart call.
Great scene. This is a good scene
to just play like basically like a circus chimp. Mm. He does that thing with his lips, and he does a few somersaults or something.
Yeah.
And then they start laughing at him, and then they let him get away. So good.
Yeah.
Such That's a good scene. Amazing. But they really build up the tension so much that you're like, oh, fuck, what's going to happen here?
Yeah. I wonder if I could do that if I get kidnapped one day.
And at this point, the Valium kicked in on my journey.
You're fine.
And I fell asleep.
All right, so this is where we lose Ben.
Yeah.
Okay.
But however,
we retain me and Evan.
Okay, great.
A couple of the.
I was gone a while ago.
Yeah.
By the way.
So Dreyfus arms his community using the Fort Point Armory. This is back to the Wikipedia synopsis.
This is Gary Oldman is Dreyfus.
Gary Oldman. Yes. Yep. Cobra discovers the armory. Like we said, he confronts Caesar, accusing him of loving humans more than apes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Caesar sees that as a challenge.
Yeah.
So he beats the shit out of Cobra.
Yep.
Mm.
And then Cobra, he pulls back from killing him. He says, apes don't kill apes.
Yeah.
Mm, beg to differ. I have seen.
Caesar's trying to bring him in, drag him into a new age where apes together strong.
This isn't real life, Brie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So it, Gary Oldman's okay. He's not in an apocalypse.
No.
Thank God.
Yeah.
But apparently he's a bit of a meanie.
Yeah, I don't apparently like that. Mean, yeah. What about Jason, what's his name?
Jason Statham.
No.
Clark?
Clark, our main guy here. He's okay though?
I reckon he looks like a sweetheart. I reckon he'd be quite nice.
He's he's an Australian. He believes in a fair go, actually.
Yeah, I reckon he'd be all right. I'd have a beer
about
with,
us.
I'd have a beer,
I'd have
with,
a beer with him. Yeah.
Have a beer with Gary Oldman.
I would have a beer with Gary Oldman, but I'd be very nervous.
I'd be wary. I'd tell you what, I'd get him.
He could flip out at any moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be making him buy the first shout because I reckon he'd skip out on it.
Yeah, he fucking would. He's a dog.
Oh my God, cancel him.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So Jason, so Gary Oldman he plays a source of knowledge.
A source of knowledge? Yeah. What sort of source are we talking about?
Thank God.
Source
get
can mean
get your tongue away from that microphone.
That's a homily, what you just played with there.
Thank you.
It's one of your great weapons as an improviser.
Yeah, I've got many weapons in my arsenal, and no apes have found it. Imagine if they came in, they walked into my arsenal and they were like, oh, homilies. Homilies and puns and absurdism. Oh, no.
We have to kill them now.
Yeah, gotta kill them now.
Kill all the improvisers.
Wait, is it homily or homonym?
Nobody knows.
Don't at me, okay?
It's one of the greatest mysteries of the world.
Improvisers would be really bad in a fight.
A homily is a religious discourse which is intended primarily for spiritual education.
Is that what you were going for?
Yeah, I mean, improv is a cult.
Homonym, I think, is what I meant.
I think you're right.
But I refuse to look it up in case.
Same as synonym, homonym.
Yeah.
That Latin sort of...
The nim.
Yeah.
Nif.
Yeah, it's that nim.
Yeah, it's
the knight's
word.
Secret of the nim.
Secret of the nim.
The nights ago.
So,
Nim, is that what you, yeah.
No, I was,
oh,
was
shut
nights.
Up, both of you.
Oh my God.
We all We're had a trouble. Coffee before we
yeah.
started.
Yeah, I'm fucking pinging off my tits.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I did an overnight at work last night. I'm dying. I'm actually dying.
Can I just veer off?
Yeah. We've been staying too closely to the script so far.
You said that they have to test on apes.
Oh, no, some makeup countries. Companies. So some countries make it, it's a mandate. As in, like, if for any product that is going to be used on a human to be sold, it has to be tested on an animal first.
Really?
Yeah. Australia is not one of those, which is why you can buy a lot of vegan, cruelty-free products.
Yeah, right.
In my mind, how much humans are the real animals.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. And I think these movies actually, I believe that's probably an underlying subtext theme
Well,
of the whole movie, is that humans are the real danger and the real savage
creatures. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Here we go.
I
don't think any message here is like slam down your throat.
No,
like an ice cold can of Solo.
No,
you know what I mean.
I think the way this film plays out is it's actually pretty evenly keeled. Like it seems like on both sides there's the people the good eggs who are trying to do it properly and trying to do everything peacefully.
There are bad people on both sides.
And then you've got bad people on both sides.
Yeah, it sounds like you sound like some guy I know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name's Donald Trump.
And but there aren't any.
I got it.
He lives in a little Oval Office.
He lives in a little White House.
Well, I mean, even there's a point later in the film where Caesar concedes that the
he
apes
does.
Were kind of responsible for
he says
the war that eventually, spoiler alert, plays out in this film.
Because he does say he did have this thought that apes were better than humans, and he says, I've realized humans and apes
are not so different
after
you and
all.
Yeah.
They're literally very similar.
Very similar.
There's 1%
99%.
If they listen to this podcast, they would know that.
Yeah.
So Cobra is defeated in this challenge by Caesar, and he puts out his hand, which is that a real thing, Brie, where they put out
their
hand for...
Yeah, they did do that on Kingdoms.
It's like there's a sign that's often like a deference. So
they show the palm of their hand upwards, and then the ruler sort of touches that to say, I accept that you're
But think about how naturally you do this. Like at the moment, I've got my palms up and I'm sort of like, hey, it's fine.
For those of you listening at home, she has her palms up.
Yeah.
Palms up.
And that's all of what we do is related to that. Like when we show like weak parts of ourselves like this and and this is also like, I don't have anything hidden. It's like a way of, and it's a similar thing.
Right. Like a magician might do.
Yeah. But they are fucking lying to you.
What?
They've got things up there.
So what you're saying is that... We are all like magicians. We all stem from magicians. Magicians are the missing
magicians
link.
Are the
yeah,
magicians.
We've all evolved from magicians. Yeah.
No wonder they're missing. They use their magic.
Yeah. Magico erectus.
That link is up their sleeve.
Hey, look over there. Yeah. Oh, the link was behind your ear.
Do you want to continue on with the...
Yes. Sorry, friends.
So Koba later returns to the armory and takes an assault rifle. This is another great scene. So it mirrors the earlier scene where he's caught there. The same two guys are there with the machine guns.
Yep.
And he sort of comes in and he's basically going, yeah, I'm a cool guy. Hey, don't worry about me. And he slaps them on their back and then goes, can I have a swig of that Johnny Walker? And he has a little swig and he spits it out. And like, look at him. He can't handle his alcohol. And then they're like, And then all of a sudden he pulls up one of their guns and shoots one of them. And the other one goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he shoots him too. So he just kills two. It's a real badass moment.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Actually, that's when I take it all back. This is where I fell asleep.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, great scene.
Fucking liar.
So then, Cobra. But he has a machine gun and he takes that back to the forest. Is it a forest? Yeah.
It's like a forest.
It's a wood.
But before this, what Wikipedia skipped over was when Carver, they made a deal, they had to give up all their guns.
That's right, yes.
And Carver had one secretly hidden away, which one of the apes found. I was like, Carver, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, he's a dickhead.
What do you think you're going to do with this single gun? There's like thousands of apes all around you.
But he doesn't trust him.
He doesn't trust him. It just doesn't make any sense. But he's a character who's made to hate. You just every time he does something, you're like, what the fuck are you doing, Carver?
And that comes from his. So this is kind of explained at some point in some conversation where they've all lost family because of the primate virus and
which
the
is
primate
created
flu.
By humans.
Yeah, but he obviously I think he says at one point he's like, can you look at them without feeling sick to your stomach or something? So like he's obviously repulsed. He blames the apes for the virus, or he thinks that they're
but in the same
or
way,
dangerous. He doesn't think they're safe.
Koba blames people for being having makeup tested on him when it's really
a specific kind of models.
Yeah,
I think. Like the beauty industry.
He doesn't hate people.
It's capitalism.
He hates
the London look.
Yeah, hates it.
He hates it.
He wasn't born with it.
No.
He was forced upon him.
It was Maybelline.
Yeah.
So he kills those two guards, and you kind of, they set it up so it's like kind of, you're kind of cool with it because they were assholes to him.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's forced upon her.
Sorry, please continue.
So then he goes, Koba goes down, he finds Carver sitting in his car, and he kills him too.
Carver
is carved up.
Oh, I missed that. He kills Carver. Oh, that's great.
That's deserved.
That's great. It's so deserved. Yeah, so early Koba killings, you're like, this all makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like it all goes to his head or something in the rage. Escapes him and he can't control it anymore.
Yeah.
So the work they do restoring power to the generator is successful.
Mm-hmm.
The lights go on. Caesar and
play some tunes.
Caesar and Malcolm. Yeah, they play some tunes. What's
reboot
the song?
Their Spotify
it's like an old
accounts.
60s or 70s song.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Maybe
sure
it's
it
like Take a Load Off Benny. Who's that?
Oh,
the
yeah, that's
Take
yeah, that's
load
it. Yeah.
Off Benny.
Yeah, that's it.
And then
that's the Weight by the Band.
Weight by the Band, yes.
They low right on.
Right on.
Everyone's rage seeps away.
Oh, sorry. No. Sorry. Right on.
Great band. The Band.
Now I was left hanging.
Right on. Oh, no. Now me.
This is going to slowly build up my rage until I just hate Matt's.
Oh, no. Not Matt's.
Yeah.
No, that's probably a good one to hate.
No Matt's. No Matt's allowed.
What about you've got Matt Lucas?
No.
So we
the guy
Simpsons
from Little
bit.
Britain?
Yeah, I don't know. This is the first one that came to mind.
No, he's not.
Came to mind.
Yeah.
I don't think about him.
No.
Never.
So So the power's back on. Caesar and Malcolm have a nice moment where they look at the lights on the horizon. The town's lit up again. But in the meantime, Cobra, like one of those dirty, faceless men in Canberra, he's doing backroom deals.
Yeah.
And he's going around sort of building sort of a resistance against the pure and good leadership of Caesar.
Yeah.
He's got now got a machine gun, and he's killed. He's got the taste for blood. And he sets fire to the ape's home. Mm. Then he shoots Caesar where no one else can see. Everyone sees Caesar fall to his death, but they don't see who shot him. So they all assume it's a human who's done it.
Yeah, Cobra sweeps in and blames the humans, and it just plays on their mistrust for each other.
And he's also burnt down. So he's set them up, humans up, for both burning down the village.
It's a lot like that guy, that orange-haired man, Donald Trump.
What kind of a conspiracy is that?
I don't know.
Can you just flesh that out a bit?
Nah.
What are the village homes in this case?
Congress.
Okay, and who is Caesar who's been shot?
He is the infrastructure of the American peoples and the poor.
That does add up.
Yeah.
That does. So basically Uncle Sam took it in the neck.
Yep.
Whoa.
He's the democracy of the United States. And Donald Trump has shot the democracy in the neck and he's fallen to the death. And then he's like, it's bloody Mexican people.
Who's Gary Oldman in this?
Gary Oldman is, he is the Democratic Party because he doesn't know and he can't get it together to find and make any decisions. Right.
Nancy Pelosi?
No, he she's the speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's a Democrat.
Yeah, but he's like the Democratic people, like the Democratic
Party. The leader of the Democrats.
Actually, no. Ben, Trump didn't get in until years after this film came out, so it doesn't add up.
Oh.
Might have actually been about Lincoln.
Ah. Huh. Maybe Trump is a commentary on this film.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what he's doing.
Oh, man, that's an amazing artwork.
Yeah, and that's why I voted for him.
No, you didn't. No.
Did you vote in the election?
Not this one, not the last one.
Did you have to, though?
No.
Okay.
You don't have to do it. It's not compulsory.
But are you able to vote?
One of the few
I voted for Obama.
You could have voted for Hillary.
I could have, yeah. But you I didn't. Think, no, I didn't. I just didn't
you could have changed
worry
this.
About it.
You know, bad things happen when good people do nothing.
I couldn't have worried
about
it.
You know, I have a lot of Trump fan listeners. Don't make it sound like we're all partisan against Trump.
Well, all the Trump listeners to this. Fucked in the head.
I'm just saying, two of us in here are big Trump supporters.
Yeah, it's an even split.
Bree and Matt.
One other. I'm not saying that necessarily.
No. It's 50.
It's 50 cats. Sorry, 50 there cats. Is a dog in here, and there has been the whole time. But she's very quiet and really good.
Got a very similar coat to Trump.
Beautiful. I actually think her hair is the same color as yours.
Yeah, well, I also have a very similar coat to Trump.
She's a liar. Just like Trump.
So
Caesar's been shot.
Yes.
And Cobra uses this. So he goes, the humans did that. They also burnt down your village. You shouldn't have been trusting them all along. So he gets them to go, we got to go take them now.
Mm.
And then cut to the human city. They're all celebrating power. So they're drinking champagne from the bottles. I don't know where they went down
Where'd
the bottle.
Where'd they get that from? Where'd they get?
It feels like, hold on to some of that. Why are you sculling it from the bottle?
Don't waste it.
Are any of you simillions or whatever?
What's going on, simillions?
I
That's the Lord of the guy that rules.
How are you going to produce more wine if you're not a sommelier?
Yeah, that's what that book is about.
Samuel
L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jacksons are just—they just like wine. They don't make it. Vintners.
Jacques Vic Villeneuve actually makes wine.
Villeneuve.
Here we go. Speaking French again.
Songe.
I laughed out loud when. The big guy, Maurice, is that his
Maurice,
name?
Oh, Maurice, yeah.
He said run. I don't know. I just thought that was very, very funny.
That was great. So Maurice's. So he was there in the first film as well.
And he's in the third.
Oh, is he?
He's the orangutan?
So he's the old wise. He's the teacher of the apes. So he'll teach the young apes. language and those sort of things.
Right, yeah.
He came from a circus background, I think, so he was he dealt with humans a lot, but he's like a real kind-hearted, level-headed orangutan.
And
like
he's sort of had a
even
struck
they could
up a
rip you asunder.
Oh, they'd rip you sunder yonder.
They could, but they wouldn't, because they'd give you a chance. They'd say, talk your way
prove
out
yourself.
Of it.
They'd say, run.
Prove you're worthy.
He struck up a bond with the son. Is it Alexander is the son, or is it one of those? Anyway, and so when all this shit sort of goes down, he's with the kid. He's like, run.
Yeah. I laughed. And that you laugh. Well, I shed a tear because it was a beautiful
very
moment.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. I've always doubted your taste and stuff a little bit.
Of course.
But today more than ever. This is a great film. Is it just because it's apes and humans? You can't get your head around the fact that it's talking apes.
Yeah. I felt ridiculous sitting there watching like an extended conversation where just two CGI apes are just having a conversation with each other.
But
like,
what's the difference?
What am
between,
I doing with my life?
Yeah, but you watch fucking... You're happy to watch two CGI toys talk to each other. Yeah.
I have to say.
I don't have a problem with that. Oh, no, this is fine.
Oh,
this makes
sense. They're fighting. One of the CGI toys is trying to kill the other one.
Yeah. Oh, but that's fine for Evan, but no, make them real things, like based on real
it's
things.
It's ridiculous.
And it's too much.
It's crazy.
That does make you sound like you've lost your mind.
No, yeah, it doesn't. This is
truly
I think
bonkers.
You've fucking lost it, dude.
No. I think it's... I think
you've gone cuckoo.
That explains it. Evan's the real Trump voter.
I was like, who are you afraid of looking silly in front of?
Yeah.
Why are you so worried?
Beck was right next to me.
Yeah, but she's fine.
Beck's
she's okay.
A Scientologist.
No, Beck, my partner.
Is she a Scientologist?
Is she? So we've got a Trump voter and a Scientologist.
Both fine. You know, half of my audience is Scientology Trump voters. So
they believe in double the magic.
I already look stupid enough sitting there watching a film on my iPad. Like a boomer.
You got to watch it on a big screen.
I personally found John Lithgow the most ridiculous element of all these films.
Really?
Yeah. I'd love to see a film with John Lithgow in it.
I can't
That's
get past
dream.
Him acting, like, because I just think of him as the Third Rock from the Sun guy.
Yeah.
And then when
he's
acts,
a fantastic actor.
He's really great.
Mm. No.
Did you see him at Winston Churchill in The Crown?
I didn't know.
So he's very good Winston.
Yeah, right.
He can do it all.
He's in a film coming out soon, playing like Roger Ailes, is that right? And he's going, like, wow.
I wonder, Evan, if you had seen the first one. The first one, I think it's sort of like the turtle in the frying pan or whatever that analogy is.
The frog, yeah.
Frog
yeah.
in the saucepan.
It softens
Evan
you up for
only.
The ridiculousness
they,
of this
Because it starts all humans in normal world.
San Francisco. Yes.
Evan only then, likes non-fiction films or right. films like biopics and things like that okay. that were based on true events.
Well, this one might, you know, maybe it is based
it's,
on
it's
that
could
future
be
true.
Predicting the future.
Yeah, you don't even fucking know, do you? Look at me.
You're strutting around.
Tell me.
He's strutting right now. Sorry, Evan. I'm joining in just because I don't want to be excluded.
No,
that's how bullying starts. And it's exactly what primates do, actually.
Yeah. Ostracization.
But no, for those listening at home and Bree, Evan is playing a role here. He's actually, you'll notice when
he's sticking banana.
We press stop.
Yeah.
He struts about and he'll actually fuck us all up.
He'll be a real cock of the walk.
Yeah, he's a cock of the walk kind of guy. But he plays a great foil
yeah.
here. You think this guy here has taken any of this on? Look at him.
No, he's just bounces right off.
He's laughing at you.
He's Teflon.
Yeah.
He's checking his phone.
Slips right off.
Seeing if his Scientologist partner has sent him any updates.
I'm looking at the notes that I took during the film.
If you heat him up too high or fast, he gives you cancer.
Yeah. All right, that ends the bullying component of this podcast.
Can you please continue this synopsis because I am losing...
interest. So Cobra's killed Caesar.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He uses this to start the war. He says the humans have done it. Cobra quickly takes command. He takes the apes to San Francisco where they plunder the armory. Somehow, how is this armory so open for an ape attack? But anyway, it is.
Yeah.
It just has
Ever
a sign that says
padlock?
Apes don't go in here.
Yeah.
And they forget the apes can talk, but they cannot yet read.
Oh.
Apes don't touch.
Classic
fatal mistake.
This could be for us. We don't know.
So they take a bunch of weapons and then the humans hear that, so they're prepared and a battle is about to happen.
Yes.
And it's a full-on gunfight.
And yes, the apes have the guns too.
Both have guns, both yes. Have guns. And the apes are instantly very good at shooting guns.
And
on
this
horses.
This is another thing that I couldn't
that
get
That was
past.
The only thing that I found stupid in this whole film. The apes are riding on their horses towards, and they're just shooting at one hand, sitting yeah. front on, and they have shooting very accurately,
yeah.
immediately.
Amazing.
I reckon you'd be able to do that too.
I do. Yeah, I honestly do too, probably. Because don't forget, apes are so much more muscular than humans. Oh, yeah. They'd have more control.
I mean, right. apes on horses for me was a stretch. But apes on horses with machine guns riding into the flames, it was a lot.
That was also, that was something I wrote down during it. Are the apes breeding horses? Like, is there like a horse breeding area in the apes' village?
They actually have their own Melbourne Cup.
Or are they, yeah. or are they just waiting for these horses to die and then like, all right, we've got to think of someone else.
Are there other animals? Do we see other animals? There are they animals. Also wiped they? Out by the
No.
I think we see some birds, don't we?
There's birds.
Oh, we see okay. right at the start, there's a herd of deer.
There's just not that right. much wildlife in
oh,
the
yeah,
city surrounding San Francisco.
Oh,
well, there is because they've the humans are gone.
So wildlife's taken. They've reclaimed.
It's a reclaimed space. That's a phrase I heard at one
point. So what happens next?
So there's a big fight. In the meantime, we realize Caesar is just hanging on to life. Mm-hmm. The small group of humans, Malcolm and those fellas find him. Uh-huh. And they take him back to Caesar's childhood home. And Felicity from the show Felicity operates on him, removes the bullet, and he starts recuperating. His son is starting to is fighting under Cobra, but starting to have doubts about the Cobra regime. He's like, because Cobra actually is one of the younger apes, maybe Ash, questions Cobra. Goes, "Kill this human," and Ash goes, "Caesar wouldn't want this. He wouldn't want this." And then Cobra cracks the shits. He drags Ash by the throat up a flight of stairs and then throws him off, and he falls to his death three stories below.
Ooh. Caesar is God.
So he becomes like this crazy fascist sort of idea. Like the build is sort of...
It's
so you
a
go,
very Scar be prepared moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, he's lost his fucking mind.
What have we done?
I thought he added humans, but he just is... Yeah. Feels
a
like
bonobo. A imagine.
Evil guy. Yeah. That's because he hasn't boned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they bone so much.
A bone to be.
He needs to get a suck job.
Yeah.
Ah, suck job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone pointed this out to me recently. Suck job makes way more sense than blow job. Because.
Well, maybe the person that coined that phrase just did it really badly.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute. I'm not going to
shoot
you.
Oh, it was a chimp.
Yeah.
I thought Cobra was...
So humans and chimps also interbreed.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. I'd watch that twice.
No, come on. You don't want to watch. Actually, if you go to Pornhub.com and search chimp...
Yeah.
I want to see what happens. Can we do that after the podcast?
No.
Come on.
We can never
do this
that.
One thing with me.
I don't actually want to see it. It's just a bit of a joke. We're all having a joke here.
Well,
I don't actually want to see bestiality.
Okay, you have
call
taken
me
it
crazy.
Too far. No, it's like cigarettes. If you want to smoke them, you're going to have to sit down and smoke every single one.
You have to have
one.
To suck every single animal.
I can watch the hit documentary series Zoo about a man who fucks a horse.
Is that
horse.
Mr. Hand? Mr.
No,
Hands.
Yeah, it's about a guy who fucked a horse.
Did a do go on
and then
about
gets,
that?
And then gets fucked by a horse and dies.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you doing a do go on about
I've
it?
I've already done a do go on about it. Yeah, it's called Dumb Deaths.
Yeah, and, nice.
That was the one I did.
Yeah.
Because I do want to bring
this up.
In front
of a live audience.
And a man, there's another documentary about a dude that fucks a lady dolphin.
Thank God it was a lady dolphin.
Yeah.
A lady dolphin.
The little dolphin came up to him and was like, "Hey, big boy, I'm a dolphin."
Oh.
He was like, "Oh, so
I remember this guy."
Squeaked over there and slipped it into a little dolphin puss.
And it wasn't the world, yeah. So it was also like.
Yeah, mammals.
Yeah, actually, dolphins are really intelligent beings, so.
I think that was his argument.
Yeah.
Yeah. She consented.
Yeah.
I know.
They're one of the few animals that actually has sex for fun, so.
Very, very few women in this film.
Mm. Yes, I did say that it doesn't pass the Zoe Deschanel test.
The Deschanel test is if there's a ukulele in there or not.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, it failed all three of those
both
tests.
Both of those, yeah.
That
fuck
was
this film.
There was one woman ape and one woman human, I think.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That's my question here, is that Why do the apes have wives? Like, are we to assume that this is a natural...
What do you mean? What are they? Do they have wives?
That was the part of the synopsis I saw that really confused me the most.
Yeah, apes have wives.
Well, yeah, they...
They decided it was wifing, like husband and wife.
Not just partnering.
Not just partnering. Like, is there a ceremony?
They were wearing the women... So I said there's one on each. I think there was one speaking role human and one speaking role woman.
Mm.
Ape, but the women apes had like these sort of headdresses on, which is an interesting choice.
They
as
got
well.
The women of the one was the flowers,
and they had ape titties. You do see some ape titties. I didn't notice those.
Is it like the ones you've seen on Pornhub.com?
You don't see dicks. There's not a lot of ape dicks in here.
No, yeah, I've heard that was unrealistic.
Yeah, they don't have those big butts
and the balls that we like the tip, yeah, like the genitals.
Remember in Dynasty, we talked about the huge balls that they had.
Yeah,
nothing in no testicles.
Maybe they're not going into estrus because they're stressed. Yeah, I know that you can miss a period if you're stressed.
Yeah,
the butts get big. I think when they're in heat. So maybe the balls get big when they're in heat as well.
Maybe they're...
Cobra was in heat the whole time.
Brie, aren't you an animalologist?
Yeah. Well, don't at me
don't add her
about anything
it.
I say, but go on.
Because it's truth. And if you add her, you're going to make
a
fool of yourself.
You're going to embarrass yourself.
Don't do it. I wouldn't even do it.
You fucking moron.
You moron.
All right. Let's come on quickly.
They nurse Caesar back to health.
Yeah.
They nurse him back to health. There's a big war going on. Yep. Humans versus apes. Caesar reveals that Cobra shot him to the humans and confesses that apes can be as corrupt and violent as humans.
Uh-huh. Confesses like he knew it the whole time. He's like,
it's
a weird choice of word. Concedes.
We're all so shit.
Yeah, he was sad about it. But when Malcolm sneaks into the settlement to find medical supplies for Caesar, he encounters Blue Eyes, the son, who spares him before learning that his father is still alive. He also tells him that Cobra, who shot him, not the humans, when he returns. So the father and son get back together. After reconciling with Caesar, Blue Eyes returns to the tower and frees the imprisoned humans and apes. So there's a bunch of apes who were imprisoned for being loyal to Caesar.
Yeah, the Caesar
including
followers,
Maurice.
Yeah.
Prisoners of war.
Yes. So they all escape in this full-on scene where the Cobra apes were outside the bus and the prisoners roll, which is where they're trapped, roll the bus on top of the the Cobra apes. Squishy. And then we're into the second last paragraph here.
Ben. Wow.
So he learns, Malcolm escorts the apes into the tower and then finds Dreyfus. He learns
Oldman.
Yeah, he finds Oldman. He learns that the return of electricity allowed Dreyfus's men to make radio contact with survivors at a military base who are now coming to fight the apes. Caesar confronts Cobra at the top of the tower. As they fight, Dreyfus, who has initiated a suicide mission, detonates C4 charges that destabilize the tower in a failed attempt to kill the apes.
And it seems so strange to me why Gary Oldman decided to blow himself up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird, wasn't it?
Sweet dynamite.
It was just kind of out of nowhere. It's like, why did you need to do that? The military's coming. He's got a remote detonator.
Yeah, that did so. Well, he did that because Malcolm had a gun trained on him.
Yeah.
So he did it because he's like, I'm not going to get out of here alive. Malcolm's going to shoot me. To stop me doing it.
So he killed Malcolm as well.
No,
he tried
didn't.
To, but Malcolm got away.
Malcolm got away.
It was
so stupid.
Thank God. I don't want any harm to come
Evan,
to Jason.
You're telling like humans in such a tense scenario like that are going to make super logical decisions.
No. At least don't blow yourself up quite yet.
You'd blow yourself up in a heartbeat, I reckon. You'd blow yourself up accidentally. You'd be like, oh, what's this? But I can take this apart. Boom. Evan's dead and he's taken the whole skyscraper with him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Cobra then kind of is shooting on the apes who he thinks are out for him as well. Then Caesar sees him doing this, and Cobra's taken out a few apes. Caesar takes this huge running jump on this tower up in the air, tackles Cobra. Then they have a hand-to-hand fight.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Eventually, Cobra is hanging on over a ledge.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of begs Caesar for mercy after he's just been shooting humans and apes for like minutes prior. He goes, please, hey, apes don't hurt apes. And Caesar just let him drop.
Nice. Caesar.
I think he
goes against his own philosophy.
I know it does, but I think he realized that not all apes are good.
Yeah.
And this one, particular ape is killing a lot of apes. So yeah. It's like, I think he's done the maths and gone,
yeah,
if this guy survives, a lot of us die.
Yeah.
And it wraps up here saying Malcolm and Caesar acknowledge their friendship, with Malcolm warning of the approaching human military. Caesar responds that humans will never forgive the apes for their attack, because Malcolm goes, get out of here, the army's coming, you guys have got to, the apes have got to get out of here, save yourselves. But Caesar goes, they're never going to forgive us for this now. They're coming for us wherever we go. This war is on either way.
Uh-huh.
But he goes, Malcolm, you should get out of here. He then stands before a kneeling mass of apes preparing for the war ahead. And the film finishes with a zoom in to a real close-up on Caesar's face.
Great. Yep.
And that was sick. I loved it all. I thought this movie was so good. It's one of my favorite films. There are so many great moments. I'm kind of shocked that Evan didn't like it.
And yeah, me too.
I really wish Ben and or Bree.
Well, I enjoyed what I watched. For me,
it, I thought it was.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was refreshing for a film like this that it was kind of a smaller story, because it was essentially like a human tribe versus an ape tribe.
Yep.
It was kind of big and apocalyptic in its way, but you know, really, it was a fairly small story. Just between those two groups. But it got pretty ridiculous with the apes on horses with machine guns. Was pretty crazy.
But that's part of, like, they didn't come up with that for this. That goes all the way back to the start of Planet
of the
Apes. That is
true. Right. That's an homage.
It is. It's like the fit in the first line when Draco Malfoy grabs the ape and he goes, get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape.
They got it from The Simpsons.
From The Simpsons, yeah.
I love you, Dr. Zaz. The movie or the planet.
I hate every ape I see.
Part I was born to play, baby.
We did a whole episode on that. I was wrong.
I love that episode. It's so good. Along. Sorry, so Matty, good. You're trying to say stuff.
No, I was only because Ben was trying to wrap us up.
No, I was just trying to get you through the end of the synopsis, okay. But now we're taking the plunge. I was just getting bored of your voice.
I was bored of the film.
That's a lie.
Yeah, but I think the horses thing is, because you're coming in it from nowhere, I can see why that would feel particularly ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I've been sort of inoculated against that. Before watching these films in the first place, I was like, the names are dumb.
Yeah.
You can't have of the twice in a title.
Yeah, that's hard to get past.
And there's and chimps on horseback is stupid. But yeah, I think just watching the first one is a great way to ease your way in.
I don't think chimps are that on horses are that weird. I mean, that Rolling Stones song, Wild Horses.
Gonna chimp you away.
Chimp's gonna ride you away.
Yeah. That's it. That's the one.
Also, from the very start, I felt like the plot was predictable. It just felt like...
Hold on. You're saying the chimps on the horses with machine guns was ridiculous, but you're also saying you predicted that?
Yeah, you were saying a lot of things are predictable.
No, I'm just saying the general plot point. It's like...
Nostradamus here.
Well, and it was like, you better not have any guns. Like, well, of course they're going to have guns and they're going to get found out for having guns. Like, it's just like, and it just plays out exactly how you expect this film to play out.
It's a little Hamlet-y is what I get from it.
Right.
Which, I'd say probably what it is more of an homage to is Julius Caesar, which is what, because in the first film, Lithgow names Caesar after Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
Like, he names the ape after that because he loves Shakespeare. Yeah. And the reason why they're testing this stuff is to cure Alzheimer's. So thank you, apes, for doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that would be great to have a cure for that. Thanks, apes. Thanks, apes. No one's bothered to thank them.
No.
I think you can have a story. Like, action movies do normally go in the way where the good guys kind of win, but this was more complicated than that. They sort of blurred the lines on both sides.
Yeah, it was a
all the way to the end.
A Pyrrhic victory.
It was a Pyrrhic victory,
I
Evan.
Pyrrhic. I don't know what I love that Pyrrhic means. Victory. What does Pyrrhic mean?
It's like a victory that's a bit bittersweet.
Right, yeah. Okay.
It's like not quite okay.
We won, but what cost?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. It's like how Richmond won the grand final this year. Like, I was like, good for you guys.
I'm not sure
you've destroyed a team's confidence forever.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Richmond.
They'll never recover.
Don't at me.
I mean, there wasn't really a winner, you know, at the end of this film either.
Well, the villain dies, I guess. Yeah, there and was, Caesar.
Gary Oldman kills himself. I guess that's a victory.
Well, he didn't kill. He tried to. He was more martyring himself, right?
Than,
yeah.
It wasn't just.
But
a
that
suicide.
Wasn't the effect of his actions.
Well, it was the attempt. As far as he knows, he went out a savior.
Yeah, but he's wrong.
Yeah. Not to know though. Not to know.
I still want to know why marriage. I need to know how and when marriage became a convention in chimp society.
Yeah,
that's my bit that I can't believe that.
Are you saying one of them has a wife? Is that?
Yeah, Caesar has a wife.
Well, that's on the official synopsis, is it?
That's well, you said it then, and it was in the 4 minute one I watched. So now two people have said it.
I think they're just saying. Did I say
married
wife?
At first ape?
I think
what? So close.
I think they're just using it for ease. They're putting it into a frame that we can understand.
But okay. Right. But as we've established, not everyone here is married.
They're more mating partners.
Mating partners, right. Which also doesn't happen.
Yeah, and also chimps don't work that way.
They don't. Just let them be chimps.
But
let them have.
The alpha, Caesar, gets first pick of the babes.
He gets to pick whatever hotties got inflamed genitalia.
Bree, they also don't talk or ride horses. Some things have changed. And that was
so what are you saying,
the secret
that
of the
monogamy is a sign of intelligence?
It's only been 10 years. We don't know if they mate for life.
That's not true. Monogamy isn't a sign of intelligence because birds do it and they're fucking stupid.
No.
Bird brains is a saying to mean dumb.
No, they're referring to specific birds then. Like the bird in the dodo ads. He's
the
dumb.
Dodo.
I hate him. He's an idiot.
The tomatometer disagrees with you. It gives it 91% fresh.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Does it give the other films a similar rating? Can we check that? I just want to see how this, because this sounds like it's everyone's loving this one. And I thought the first one was excellent. Oh, why do they take him back to his San Francisco home where James Franco?
He asked to go back
there. He wants to go there.
He wanted to go back there to recover.
But we can assume that Franco's dead.
Yes. Well, Franco we pretty. Dead, yeah, I don't think they don't make it clear, but he watches a video of Franco and it
dying.
Seems like dying, yes. Yeah.
Why'd they film it? Why didn't they help him?
He left it on top of his grave.
I'm sorry, I thought this was a teenage girl.
Yeah, got him. Franco's cancelled, P.S.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a cancelled boy.
So Rise, the original one, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, got 82%.
So slightly less, probably because of Franco.
Still also very high.
The man can't act. I'm just saying it.
Oh, you reckon? Yeah.
I think he's terrible.
Isn't he also meant to be not a good guy?
Yeah, he's cancelled. He's been a sleaze bucket for many a year.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. He's a sleaze bucket, though. We know it. Look
at
his face.
Imagine being a literal sleaze bucket.
A bucket is. It's wet.
Ugh.
He's a wet bucket.
Wet, sweet, wet bucks.
And then the third one, War for the Planet of the Apes, 94%.
Holy. So that's even better.
Which is Ben's favorite.
That's your pick.
And so you're very mainstream.
I really like that one.
So that, I mean, all three have been critically acclaimed.
Acclaimed by the critics.
Yes, exactly. There's a. I can read out a few short critic thingies.
Okay.
Reviews, yeah.
Is that a normal part of the podcast?
Yeah. I often do. So this is from David Sims of the AV Club. He says, Dawn is not interested in staging conflict for the sake of it. And the misunderstandings and tensions that drive the plot don't always feel like contrivances.
I really thought Dawn was a person for most of that. And I was like, oh, she must have been a character. Didn't realise.
Dawn French is in there.
Dawn French is in it.
Dawn Fraser.
Dawn Fraser. She gets killed.
Wendy Ide of the Times says, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is a textbook example of how to stay true to the basic genetic code of a movie while also letting it evolve into a different, altogether more sophisticated beast.
Well, that's probably why it feels familiar. It's a genetic code.
Yes.
What I really liked is how... What people forget, what people don't know a lot of the time is that apes and humans can get things from each other because we are so closely related. But it makes perfect sense that there'd be something that we can get that they could withstand because we've got a whole bunch of antibodies that protect us from things like cold, whereas an ape doesn't. So if you give a cold to a gorilla, that could be like the plague for gorillas.
Wow.
Yeah, because they don't have the antibodies that have built up against it with history.
Right.
So because we're all European descended. Sorry. Because we're all...
In this room, you mean?
In this room, yeah. Then we've all presumably had ancestors that fought off the Black Plague, for instance.
Really? Yeah. So we're Black Plague proof.
We're resistant.
Resistant.
We've fought it off of, like, at one point.
So we could just hang out with rats if we wanted to.
I'd love to. I'd love a rat.
I'm doing it right now with Ben Russell.
I'm actually starting. Got him. You know, they got cat cafes.
Yeah.
I'm actually starting a rat cafe.
This is a really unhygienic cafe.
I catch a bunch of rats and I just let them loose in this cafe.
Who is going to go to Who's your demographic?
You get to pet the rats. You get to, like, watch them scurry about.
Yeah.
And you don't need to do any cleaning because they clean everything for you.
Okay. Huh. Are you gonna ratatouille yourself? Are you gonna let one of the rats live under a hat and control you?
I'm not familiar with that film.
Mm. Okay. Sorry for spoiling it.
No, I don't believe in that film because it's just a bunch of CGI characters talking to each other.
I think we can one thing we can agree on this podcast is that Evan has been burnt several times. He's had a roasting.
Yep. So they are nearly all positive reviews. The only negative one featured on this page, at least, one out of 20-odd, is this one from the New Yorker, Evan. See, this sounds like it lines up with what you say. For dramatic verve and emotional nuance, apes trounce people, hands down. And the movie suffers badly from the mismatch. All traces of finesse are trampled by the bombast of the climax.
Mmm. Yes.
No, that rolled off the tongue.
I don't say bombast nearly enough.
No.
Is it bombast or bombast? It is bombast, isn't it? Great.
Yeah. It's got to be because it's bombastic.
Ah, Mr. Well, bombastic, know. Mr. Rover.
All Mr. Misses.
Bombastic.
Mr.
Great. How much of yourself can you see in these apes?
So that's something we do at the end of the episode.
Am I helping or am I hindering?
Oh, no, you're helping. You're helping us very much. How much of yourself do you see? Who's your closest match in the apes in this film in the 5 minutes you saw?
I think, it's hard. I'm always really, really of the opinion that hurting anyone ever, even if they've been a real fuckhead, is not okay.
Right.
So I'm a big wuss in that way. And, like, I remember once a girl that kind of bullied me in high school walked past and she was like, "Hey there." And I was like, "Hey, how are you going?" And I was like, "Why?" She was deliberately being mean by the tone of her, "Hey there. Why did I do that?" Like, I can't ever be horrible. So I don't know. I guess someone relatively agnostic.
Right? The dying wife. Oh, the dying wife who recovered.
Did she recover?
She sounds nice.
She recovered.
Or is she pro-human? Pro-human?
She's pro-human. I think Ash was kind of in between because Ash was on the side of Cobra.
Yeah.
But when Cobra told him to kill an unarmed human, he said no and then was thrown to his death.
Yeah.
Is that the role you would play?
That sounds right, yeah. Yeah. I do feel pretty rubbish today because I did it overnight. That's why I relate to the sick wife.
Right.
The dying wife. Yeah. Plus, I don't get any lines, so. Chicks don't get lines.
I mean, here's your platform.
Doing okay.
Just so, I'm not going to talk over you, and I don't do this for guests very often.
Thank you.
But for the next minute, I'm not going to talk over you.
You're a real ally.
Rally.
So Walter Rally. Don't give me a minute. Let's throw to Ben. Ben, who can you see yourself as? Who do you relate to?
Probably Jason Clarke because he's just a good old Aussie.
No, it has to be an ape. You have to relate to an ape.
Because we share 98% DNA.
DNA.
Diana.
Andy Matthews, some sort of scientist, told us that on episode one, although Bree has now sort of said that it's 99%.
Chimpanzees and humans are 99%.
99%. I've been saying it wrong for, 80 episodes?
Yeah, and bonobos are like 99.6%.
Shit.
Which is like what my sister's got in their TE. Remember that.
They're the closest, aren't they, bonobos and us?
We're the closest.
So Cobra is really our closest.
That's why he's the meanest.
Yeah, we need to look inside ourselves and say, am I a cobra?
In the end, think the most dangerous animal on the planet is man.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're the real animals. Yeah.
But we know that because we also caused the extinction by creating the virus.
Yeah.
But that was an accident.
Also, war.
Yeah, for the Planet of the Apes, the follow-up film. But I reckon Caesar is the best hero of all time on screen, Cobra's the best villain. In the same film, so such a great match. It's kind of a shame that Cobra's dead, because in the third film, I would have loved to see him go head-to-head again, like Batman and the Joker.
Yeah.
I think
why
Caesar.
So serious? That's what I want to ask.
Cobra, why? So he says his own name for some reason. Cobra. I love the way he talks is amazing.
Anyway. Do you think they would talk like that? Do they? They would have voice boxes that are different to ours.
Hello, I'm an angel.
I've always thought and seen them as more like that. Like, oh, hello, hello. Oh, like yeah, because they have such screamy voices. Yeah. But maybe they would be.
Cobra.
Cobra.
Ape. Human.
I see myself mostly in Caesar.
Okay.
He's your very, leader.
He's very pragmatic. He's reasonable.
That is aspirational. Yeah. I love that. me too.
Is he?
Hashtag me too.
Okay, that's not what it's about, and you know that. You are no longer an ally. You have
I'm a rally.
No, you're a rally.
So and Walter Ben is rally. A cobra. You're a cobra, I reckon?
I mean, who's the biggest scamp? You know, that's what I
want to
know.
Scamp. Okay, are you plugging
Morris?
Podcast?
No. Maurice is a cheeky boy.
Maurice
you know?
Isn't a scamp.
He's not a cheeky. He's the cheekiest little fuck in
who's
this
the cheeky?
Movie.
Maybe who's the new Bright baby eyes. One? Who's
Cornelius.
Aww.
Cornelius. Maybe Caesar's little kid.
Yeah.
Remember the little kid? Do you want to have seen this bit maybe? The little kid's like rolling around and Felicity and the Aussie guy are like, ah, look at the cheeky little baby chimp.
Oh my
and
God.
And then that fuckhead Carver goes, hey, get away from that stuff.
He's the worst.
It was about to pick up a shotgun.
Do you know how cute baby chimps are? Oh, I'll tell you what. Look up baby Siamang. That is a treat.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Treat yourself to how hilarious and they are.
While I do this, do you want to tell us how many bananas you rate this film from the 5 minutes?
From the 5 minutes. I have to say, like, and Ben can attest for this because I was in the next room watching
it
going,
it.
Wow.
Should I reckon, say wow too much?
Yeah.
Go home and watch it tonight. It is sick.
I'm going to watch it. As soon as I can get my hands on it, I'm going to watch it.
I bet you $10 you won't watch it tonight.
Well, okay.
That's very cute.
So cute. Yeah, that's so cute. Matt's just got a baby Siamang. They're very cute. No, my boyfriend and I are watching episode of Hill House every night, The Haunting of Hill House, so I have to watch that with him tonight.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do it. If your boyfriend's making you watch
that's
things.
Not okay.
Okay. This podcast is not casting aspersions on my boyfriend. That is a different podcast.
No, we are. That is what we're doing.
It's called The Grub. All they do is hate on Scott.
That's all we do.
It's all they do. They
That's
go,
all we do, yeah.
For his boyfriend, Scott.
Sucks.
I have to watch The Haunting of Hill House tonight.
Okay.
And I'm doing something else tonight, so I think I only have time for one thing. So
what are you doing? What are you doing tonight?
I've got a thing on.
You don't?
I do. No, I have don't. To go.
I got a thing on.
I'm
That's
going
what
to the ABC
say.
To be on the radio. I just didn't want to be weird about it.
Well. Tune into ABC. Jeez. In the past to listen to Bree Williams do the quiz.
But in terms of bananas, I'm going to like give it a cautious 7.5 bananas out of 9.
Wow, great score.
I only saw 3/4 of the film, so I'm going to give it 6.5 bananas.
Out of
10. That's 3/4 of the bananas for 3/4 of the
film. Another great score. So you've given it full marks for what you saw.
Yeah.
Full bananas.
Nothing wrong with what I saw, let me tell you. Absolutely nothing wrong.
I'm going 3/6 bananas.
No, that's half.
I thought it was too long.
Can I frame this with what is your favourite film? Like what's... Just give me a taste of your personal
Toy
thing.
Toy Story 2,
yeah,
wasn't
give
it?
Me a, is it Toy Story 2?
Yeah, SBS's slow TV.
The Gan. I enjoyed The Gan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you fucking
would. No CGI apes in that.
I enjoyed Toy Story 4.
Jesus.
That's your favourite ever.
No.
Is it out?
Yeah, of course. We talked about it on this podcast.
Don't you even listen to this podcast every week or at all?
Okay, what I will say is I listen to Do Go On this week.
Okay.
Sometimes I like overload on a bit of DGO because I'm like, oh, I'm going to listen to all the ones. And I listen to that one about the Ohio Zoo massacre.
Oh.
I can't stop thinking about it. Oh, we'll talk about it after.
Yeah,
sorry, Evan, do is, go on. that was a thrill. I got to say it.
I don't watch a lot of films.
Here we go.
Yeah, he watches a lot of lenses. Yeah.
So a couple of nights ago, I watched Charlie's Angels.
The new one?
Yeah.
Is it bad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good.
Do you like that more or less than...
I enjoyed that more than this film.
What?
Fuck. It had Patrick Stewart. I enjoy him.
Patrick Stewart.
But it had its problems, that film, Charlie's Angels.
Apparently it's the worst.
Yeah, not very good at all.
It's also a reboot of a reboot, yeah. Which I yeah. guess this is too. No, it's not. It's just a reboot. Mm. Yeah, just one reboot.
But I think this is I don't know. I just it's fine, this film. But for me, it was just like, oh, okay, so what, they're all going to shoot each other? I don't know. It just doesn't seem very interesting to me.
I don't think you have empathy for the apes.
No, not at all. Why?
Yeah.
Or the humans. Get out of it.
Oh, wait, that's something different.
Just empathy for angels.
You've got nothing but apathy.
I'm interested in
that's
empathy.
Great.
I didn't really care about the characters or anything. I don't know. Coming into it cold, I was just like, I don't know. It's not a
what
film
about
I would
coming
ever...
coming into a warm?
I've never had any interest or desire to watch any of these films.
Yeah, right.
And I
you're on the right podcast, buddy. It's a good thing you are co-host of this show.
I'm not a co-host.
He's
I'm
not co-host.
Second banana.
He's hanging by a thread right now.
Just like actual bananas when you peel them off.
More of a stem.
It's wild how far we're coming at this from different angles.
This doesn't usually happen. Normally a little more
normally
aligned.
I think we're in a similar... But normally we watch bad films.
This week, Evan is one of the bananas that allows a tarantula in. How some bunches of bananas have...
Like a Trojan banana.
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes when bananas get moved from one place to another, tarantulas are like, I'm sitting on this banana. I love it. It's also how frogs get down here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to work in fresh fruit at the supermarket.
Yeah.
And we found a few little froggies. A few little froggies in there. They were chilled to sleep.
Oh my God.
And then when they warmed up, they'd wake up and be like,
what have I done?
Here's a quick fun fact before we do a few quick Patreon readouts. Cobra the Bonobo, Caesar's first assistant ape, bears the name that Joseph Stalin used as a nickname.
Okay.
That's what apparently we're covering. Their personalities are somewhat similar. The bonobo's ascent to power bears a resemblance to Stalin's. And amongst his more nefarious actions was to have one of his partners from the Russian Revolution, Leon Trotsky, assassinated.
Trotsky
escaped and went into exile.
Who did Cobra assassinate?
He shot Caesar.
Caesar, okay.
Oh.
But both of them failed and went into exile.
Are you telling me that at one stage Stalin kind of looked... He tried to remove the menace inherent in him by going like...
Yes.
And doing some tumble turns.
Maybe.
And the Russian monarchy were like, cute.
Stalin actually played... He wore balls monkey. And he played... He actually acted in this film.
Stalin did?
Stalin played the part of... Stalin. Cobra.
Okay.
Dude.
Cobra.
Stalin's dead.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he died.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Well, they actually used a CGI Stalin to play...
Okay. So who played who was the CGI
Andy
Stalin?
Circus.
Andy Serkis.
I can do everything.
Do you think Wearing the Balls is going to be the new Tread in the Boards?
Yeah, Wearing the Balls. Yeah. I haven't worn the balls in years. So you can support this show and the other shows in this mini podcast network at patreon.com/dogoonpod, including shows like Do Go On, which Bree listened to about the zoo massacre from a month or so ago, which is, if you like hearing about animals getting shot in real life, Evan probably prefer
I go
that.
Through and I pick the subjects I'm the most interested in. That's normal.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Like, I don't go...
Oh, no, that's... Yeah, no, that's I'm normal. Sure. Yeah, animal stuff, for sure.
Animal stuff. I'm sorry. I do listen to the murder ones.
Have you listened to the one where a guy got fucked to death by a horse?
No, but I'm going to find it.
Go find Dumb Deaths. This, it is a wild story.
Yeah, cool.
One of the rewards you can get is being thanked on this show by me at the end. And you also get to tell me what your favorite primate is or something like that. Firstly, I'd love to thank Tony Daly, who writes, "Hi, Matt. My favorite primate is Harry from Harry and the Hendersons. I watched it on repeat as a child. There are so many funny scenes. I guess it's nostalgia, but I still enjoy it today."
Fantastic. Also has John Lithgow.
Another Lithgow show.
Go on, get out of here.
Go, get out.
We don't want you.
And he punches him.
Yeah.
I laughed so loud. I watched that a few months ago for the show. Fuck, that was so good. I loved it just as much today as I did as a kid. Maybe
it's
even
a good,
more.
It's a beautiful, heartwarming
so fun.
Film.
It's a beautiful heartwarming
film. Okay, we're losing Ben.
Thanks so much, Tony. I'd also love to thank A Place to Hang Your Cape, which is a website and podcast. And he writes, the website, "I wouldn't say they're my favorite primates, but if I could be any primate, I'd choose the winged monkeys from The Wizard of Oz. Obviously, because they can fly and are supremely fashionable to boot.
That's true.
So they are cool.
We got to do an episode on them one
day. They are slaying.
Can I be on that one? I love The Wizard of Oz and I know everything about it.
Yes, you should. Well, that's a great pitch. If I remember that, and I rarely remember it because I don't listen back to these shows, but if I do remember that, I will.
All right.
Remind me though.
I will.
He goes on to say, my fun fact is that while generally always minor characters, the monkeys appear in almost every adaptation / sequel / prequel inspired by The Wizard of Oz, including The Wiz, Wicked, Oz the Great and Powerful, Once Upon a Time, and Emerald City.
Return to Oz?
They don't do Return to Oz, no, because the Wheelers are.
Oh, so scary. Mm. That movie was terrifying.
Yeah.
I watched it as a kid and found it pretty full on.
It was a part of a sort of a time, an era in films when all the screenwriters in Hollywood were doing huge amounts of coke.
Is that what it was?
And so we spoke about this, though. We said this because, like, films used to be darker.
Yeah.
And then you were like, that was before 9/11.
Yeah.
And I know you were trying to be funny, but I think you are right. As well.
Yeah, 9/11 actually changed everything when those towers fell. movies haven't been the same. Around that time, they stopped using real apes in films and started using Andy Serkis.
Oh, well, so that's good. Yeah. I guess that's one good thing that came out of 9/11.
It's good that Andy Serkis has benefited.
Yes.
He took ape acting jobs.
Good.
But I have extremely strong opinions about animals on set. We don't have to hear them now, but...
No, I think we probably agree. I'm being ironic here. I actually think it's great that Andy Serkis has taken those jobs.
Yeah, I can't.
Apes can do what they love doing best.
Yeah.
Fucking each other or whatever.
Fucking each other, getting flame genitalia, killing people with
getting
guns.
Their butts real big.
Riding a horse.
Riding horses, going like...
They have their own Melbourne Cup and then a protest to the Melbourne Cup because they can't say nup. It's called no to the
no
cup.
To the no goal. To the goal.
No to the goal.
Scott Lanning says, hey, Matt, I don't know if this is a primate or not, but when I was but a boy, I loved Elmo from Sesame Street, the red guy. At the very least, he's a humanoid.
Keep I don't know if he's a primate.
No, I don't get primate from
stretch.
Him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's more of a monster.
He's a monster.
Yeah, monsters are not.
Are you canceling him?
Elmo's a monster.
Elmo is a monster. Yeah, no, Elmo's a monster. I mean, they're their own sort of vibe.
Yeah,
I'm going to say.
Thank you so much all the same, Scott. And finally, Chris Kerr writes, Evan.
Yes.
What about Chris. Optimus Primal, the gorilla transformer? He has the appearance of a powerful primate, but the cool-headedness of an Optimus Prime, leader of the Autobots.
What do you reckon about that?
He's also technically a robot like yourself.
That was an unnecessary burn from Chris Kerr.
Well, now you're on my side.
I am just anti-bullying.
Okay. Well.
You're a proud robot, are you?
No.
Hey, Evan. Come on, man. Believe in yourself.
Come on, Evan, dude.
That sounds cool. I don't watch a lot of Transformers, but that sounds cool. Maybe we need to do an episode on Optimus Primal.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was part of a bad computer-generated animated series. What's it called? It's called fucking...
A Transformers spin-off or something?
It's called Animal... We've done an episode on this with Xavier and Beck.
Oh, really?
It was called...
Beast Wars.
Beast Wars. And there was a character that was a rat called Rat Trap. And it was like
New Jersey. Do you think that technically, I'm just thinking now of other cartoons, you know how the Bebop and Rocksteady from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Are they technically humans now? Like, or are they primates with pig / rhinoceros?
Mutants of some sort, right?
Yeah, so they're humanoid.
You should do Island of Dr. Moreau in that case.
Oh. Apparently the making of that is a fascinating story.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Everything that could go wrong
did go wrong.
Is that the Werner Herzog thing that they were talking about the other day? Okay, no.
No, certainly not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Can you do Werner Herzog, though, just for me?
No, absolutely. I do not do tricks. I find them disturbing.
So good. That's my favourite.
So I think that brings us to the end of the episode. Give us a 5-star review and I'll read it next week on the episode, probably, especially if it's positive, but especially if it's negative, especially if it's a bit of both, kind of like this film, a bit of black and white, a bit of grey.
Wow.
You know, what about that grey in the middle?
Yes.
If you could get that all into a 5-star review, I will read it out on next week's episode. Thank you so much for joining us, the three of you. Where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Wilsey B, and I have a Facebook page. But don't at me if it's mean.
Oh, only if it's mean, because you kept saying it. It kind of just made it sound like you didn't want to communicate with anyone online.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I don't care about reach. Who knows?
It's all about reach these days.
It's about
reach. It's all about reach, man.
It's all about reach. Engagement. Clicks, engagement. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
Nice.
Speaking of good and bad, the Grub podcast is available at all good Dimmick stores.
You could also click the link in the description if you want to just go bypass the bookshop.
It's a huge podcast.
Check out the middleman.
It's absolutely huge.
It's absolutely huge.
Little Scamps will also be linked below.
Little Scamps, we're on a little bit of a break for Little Scamps just over the Christmas period.
But if you are in Melbourne, are you allowed to sizzle anything?
Yeah, I think we're going to be doing some live shows of both of these things for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
And you're also doing because some people will listen to this in the future, maybe around March.
Yeah.
Into
if you're around, I'm doing like 4 different shows. Doing Walkin' Funny with Funny Lady, which is an immersive theatrical experience on the streets of Melbourne. And also the Dick Griblet Show, which is a big variety show with
that's
a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's that's coming. Great.
I love that.
So stick around. Come along. Say
March
hi to me.
March 2020.
Yeah.
And Evhen?
Yeah, you can check out Gamey Gamey Game, it's called.
On YouTube.
And Ben Russell's on that as well. And Matt is also on that on occasion.
Yeah,
whenever
Bray
isn't.
Whenever Evhen asks me, I ask him to be on the podcast every week.
And he
doesn't really reciprocate.
Sleeping on having you on there.
Maybe if you didn't bully him so much.
Ah. Is that a thing?
Evhen, you know, just remember who protected you from Chris Kerr today? Me.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So,
that was brilliant. Are you doing a show at the festival?
I'm actually not, Matt Stewart. I'll probably pop in and do some hoo-ha guest spots, and I will be in a show, an improvised murder mystery called Murder Village.
But so, yes, you're doing two different shows.
Yes, yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm not doing any shows, but here's a couple of them that I'll be involved
in. Here's my reach. Two improv shows.
So, well, that brings us to the end of another fantastic episode of Primates, the one that actually put the final nail in the coffin. We may not be back next week, but thank you so much for joining us, Evhen, Bree, and Ben. And no as worries. We always say here on Primates Podcast...
A... B... C... D...
I thought you were just going to do it because you took a big, deep breath.
I was waiting for you. I'm going to do the whole alphabet
do
now.
Just fade out from here. Just fade out the rest of the box.
If you could just get a squeeze in a primate reference here, this will go.
For hairy monkeys.
Done.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.